side away from God, and he taught me how to, he said, you know, you got to make a decision about Jesus, led me to Christ. And in that first week, he was still my roommate, he said, look, you began when you gave your life to Christ. You understood the love of God and the offer of forgiveness and eternal life. But now it's time to follow through. That's just the beginning. That was your birth. Now it's time to grow and to live. And the way we do that is we start by making time for Jesus to speak to you and you to speak to him. And he'd get me up before Reveille. You know, we'd all have to run out and march off to breakfast. Before that, he'd get me up. He'd get me up about 15, 20 minutes early. And he'd sit me down and knee to knee. We'd open the Bible. We'd read a chapter together. We'd share with each other what we sense God is saying. And then he taught me to pray. And you know, that was 60 years ago. And that is still the taproot of my soul. And it's the taproot of your soul. Now, I want to give you a real simple thing. I've got a little tool I want to leave with you. I've got just about one for each one of you. I call it 15 minutes with God. Now, some of you, you know, you've already done this, and it can linger. But some of you, you need to reconnect, because this has happened, but it's not happening now. Some of you, this is brand new, and this is the way to begin. It's very simple. 15 minutes with God. It's as long as it takes to eat a bowl of cereal. We can all find 15 minutes. 5 minutes to read. That's just enough time to read one chapter. If you're just starting, start with the book of Matthew and go right through the New Testament. Just read a chapter. Then 5 minutes to listen for what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you. This is time with Jesus. It's not theological study. It's not Bible study. It's reading with God, with the Spirit. And I'd encourage you to just buy a little journal. It looks like this. 97 cents at Walmart. That's it. And I title it, My Father's Words. That's what I got right on there. And each morning, what I do is I read that chapter, and then I go back and I read it again, and I'm listening for what is the Holy Spirit saying to me? What's the word? What's the phrase? What's the idea that the Spirit is speaking to me today about my life and my situation? That's the Father's word. That's what makes this time sweet. And that's what I write down in just two or three sentences. Father, today you told me that you love me. You told me I need to forgive those who hurt me. You told me that you've forgiven me. You told me that you're with me, that you'll never leave me. That's the sweet part. And then the last 5 minutes is to pray. You know, my roommate taught me an acronym, ACTS. Maybe you've seen it. A-C-T-S. A is adoration. And I just say, Lord, I'm amazed. And I start with telling God something that amazes me. Maybe it's your mercy. Maybe it's your patience. Maybe it's the wonder of creation, the blue of the sky, the green of the trees, the blaze of the sun. I just talk and say, God, you are amazing. That has a way of reminding you that he is the most important thing in your life. Then I go to C. That's confession. Lord, I was wrong when I said this to my wife, when I was impatient, when I exaggerated that and didn't tell the truth, when I took that thing that really didn't belong to me. That was wrong, and I'm so sorry. I confess that, and I thank you for my forgiveness, your forgiveness. The T is thanksgiving. You want to be the one leper who comes back. Right? I just think through the last 24 hours. God, thank you. Thank you for the conversation with Beth. Thank you for the good meal. Thank you for the good night's sleep. Thank you for the good encounter with that person. God, thank you. Every good and perfect thing comes down from above. We all want to stop and say thanks. S is supplication, just a simple word for asking. What do I need? God, I'm speaking to these people this morning. Would you fill me with your Spirit and help me know what to say? What is it that you need? 15 minutes with God. I want to challenge you as a body. Every one of you. You know, the health of this body depends on each individual part staying healthy and making its contribution. That's you. The most important thing you can do to bring joy to Ryan, and joy to the leaders, and joy to the other members of this body, and joy to your home, your husband, your wife, your kids, and joy to your own heart, is stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to Jesus. Got a little tool up here. It's right sitting right up here. It's a little bookmark. Talks about 15 minutes with God on one side. On the other is a little schedule. Takes you through the New Testament year. And I'm excited for your future. Just want to encourage you. Stay connected to the vine. Amen? What a blessing. Right now, you're fine. I'm going to ask my wife to come up here, and I'm going to sit in the chair too. And these men are going to spend a few moments praying over us. I've asked Pastor Ramon to come forward too, please. If you feel led, you come on up here and lay hands on us as well. We got Pastor Ramon from La Villa. He's here, and his lovely wife, Rika. Come on, men. You guys come on up here. Don't be shy. Okay? And you guys are going to lay hands on us and pray over us right now. And just, we're going to do what exactly what the scripture says. We're going to ask the Lord to bless this time and bless us. I'm going to, are these all hot here? Okay, good. So you guys just kind of pick up a microphone. And let's just spend just a few minutes. We don't have to tarry here very long. But we just are so grateful for the influence of these individuals in our life, and we believe that this is just a real sweet, powerful time, and that God is blessing us. He's, just like Brock said, He's blessing our future. Whatever that will be, He's blessing it, because He is in the midst of His people, and we are grateful for that. So I'm going to hand the microphone off now, and then we'll after our laying on of hands, we'll sing one more song, and then Ross will send us out with a prayer blessing at the conclusion of the service. Just so you know, we've got a little meet and greet up there in the garden room. If you'll let Ted and Jerry and Ross and Rock and Jim and LaWanda go up to the garden room, we can talk to them up there. We've got some cookies and some refreshments for y'all as well, so that'll be a sweet time for us. But I'm going to hand this microphone over, and we're just going to receive the blessing of these elders. That's what they are. They're elders, and they're men who have lived out their faith. We are grateful for their blessing over us in this church.
Father, I bow before you. Lord, I know to be very quick, as you brought to my heart this morning for us to pray for Israel. Lord, we know the situation there. We have heard from friends even this morning that are close to that situation. So thank you for that. Father, we do pray that you would come on the world and that you would protect the nation of Israel. Father, we ask you to do that. And Lord, I pray now for Ryan and Stacy. Lord, place your hand of leadership upon them. Father, use them. I pray, Father, that you will use Ryan in a special role to teach your word, to do evangelism, and to help connect him and his people to Jesus. Father, I ask you to do with Stacy. Father, use her for the pastor's life. Use her in support and in care and in prayer. Father, I thank you for this couple and ask you, Lord, to lead them as they lead this body. In Jesus' name.
Father, I join Ted in praying for this precious couple. I ask Father, especially this.
Now, Father, we do pray for Stacy and for Ryan. Pray you strengthen them with power through your Spirit in the hands of Christ. We just continue to dwell in their heart by faith. Lord, we pray for Stacy and fill her with your Spirit. Lord, that you give her just fresh energy, fresh hunger for you, fresh love, admiration for Ryan, fresh desire. Lord, just that first love.
Padre, gracias en esta mañana por este hermoso privilegio que tenemos de estar delante de tu presencia. Venimos por medio de Jesucristo rogándote que tú derrames tu bendición en la vida de mi hermano Ryan, en Stacy, y sobre todo en la iglesia que es tu cuerpo. Gracias, Señor, porque tu verdad permanece y es fiel para siempre y tu verdad nos hará libre. Tu voluntad se ha manifestado, Señor, y en esta mañana oramos para que tu bendición les siga ayudando a caminar en tus caminos, para que ese don que tú has dado a mi hermano Ryan no se pierda, porque ha sido dado por ti por medio de tu profecía. Así, Padre, oramos para que su ministerio sea creciente y sobre todo que permanezcan en tu verdad y que la iglesia, junto con ellos, si permanecen en ti, esa verdad los hará libres. Gracias porque tu voluntad se ha manifestado en la vida de mi hermano y de su esposa y de sus hijos y de la iglesia. Oramos por cada uno de los líderes de Village, oramos por cada uno de sus miembros y oramos también por la iglesia La Villa para que juntos, como un cuerpo unido, sigamos orando para que tu voluntad sea derramada aquí en la tierra y que por medio de nuestros ministerios podamos alcanzar aquellas almas que necesitan conocer la verdad. Gracias, Señor, te damos y oramos en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
Satisfied.